The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Gird your loins and light your lamps. And be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Amen, I say to you, he'll gird himself, have them recline at table, and proceed to wait on them, and find them prepared in this way. Blessed are those servants." The Gospel of the Lord. Chapter 5 of the letter of Paul to Romans, very, very important message, theologically very deep, but I'll try to be as simple as possible so that all of us can understand it. And St. Augustine summarized it best, and it's this: God allows evil to bring greater good out of evil. That's a summary of Romans chapter 5, okay? God allows evil to bring greater good out of evil. I explain. Sin of Adam and Eve was a moral catastrophe that I could call a moral tsunami that has repercussions until the end of the world. Know those tsunamis? A moral tsunami, domino effect, until the end of the world. It was a catastrophe. But as a result of that, we have the yes of Mary, the incarnation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the Paschal Mystery. The Passion, Death, and Resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen? Now, ask yourselves in your life, has something ever happened to you that you really felt was a real, real ugly or bad thing? Hello? If you look back in retrospect, you're going to see how God allowed that to bring even greater good. But only if you do your daily examine and you examine your life will you be able to see that. And consequently, you'll thank God for that. I could give you tons of examples. 8 days ago, I saw the movie of St. Ignatius made in the Philippines. Well done. Got to see it. Well done. If he did not have the Pamplona experience, we would not have the spiritual exercises. I wouldn't be giving you the 10-week program if there was not the Battle of Pamplona. Battle in Pamplona was, I mean, his two legs were shattered. There was laying there half dead in the field, and when the French could have just impaled him like that. But that led to his conversion. So God allowed that evil to bring incredible good out of it. So you might read Romans chapter 5 tonight and pray over it. Okay, the responsorial psalm is, "Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will." That should be our prayer every day. It's another way of saying Mary's fiat. "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord, be done to me according to thy word." And as the greatest writer in the Italian language, his name is Dante, says in the Divine Comedy, in His will is our peace. We're only going to experience peace when we try to do the will of God. Ever read the diary of St. Faustina? She put her will and she crossed it out. It's got to be God's will. Maximian Kolbe says, capital W, small w. Capital W, God's will equals our will. Ben Franklin, what did I say? Ben Franklin said, where there's a will, there's a way. And Napoleon Bonaparte, not a canonized saint, says the words I cannot exist in the dictionary of the idiots. In other words, we can do God's will with His grace. The saint today is one of my favorites. I'd like to tell you a lot of his stories until 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I think I'll just tell you two, for lack of time. How many parents here? St. Anthony Mary Claret, when he was a child, had an almost, almost irresistible, but a very powerful temptation to hate, and I say hate, his mother. And obviously it came from the devil. And he brought this to his confessor. Maybe he was 7 years old, 8 years old. He brought this to his confessor. And the confessor said, well, when you had the temptation to really hate and to lash out at your mother, what did you do? Every time I had the temptation, I would pray and I'd be twice as kind to her as I usually be. 7, 8-year-old child. So you got parents here, some grandparents. What happens when your kids get angry at you? Hello? Lash out at you, right? Disobey? Sometimes say some harsh words. See how holy this man was? How holy this man was. The very beginning of his autobiography that I was reading again for the third or fourth time, I recommend that you read the autobiography of Claret. Said that his conversion came about when he was a child. He was sitting and listening to a homily of a priest. I think it was a Jesuit priest. And this was the topic. One word. Eternity. Eternity, which means forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And he dotted the lines. What does that mean? Either forever and ever and ever and ever and ever we're going to heaven, or forever and ever and ever and ever we are going to hell. And ever since he heard that, at night he could not sleep because he'd been meditating upon that. Once he became a priest and then the bishop of Cuba, Santiago de Cuba, who became the bishop there, under obedience to the Pope. The driving force of his apostolic work was motivated by the idea of eternity and heaven and hell. Therefore, I think it's very, very profitable for us to meditate upon the four last things. That's one of the my week, one of the meditations and the exercises. Death, judgment, heaven, and hell. Now, Lady Fatima, the children of Fatima, they meditated upon hell also, and Jacinta would say to Lucia, but after 100 years, those people are going to get out of hell? No. How about 1,000 years? No. How about 10,000 years? No. Never? Never. It's forever and ever and ever and ever. If you can get some of your friends that have walked away from the church to meditate upon eternity, they're going to be converted. If they can do that seriously. Forever and ever and ever and ever. Please pray to this saint that he'll become our friend. That one day we'll be with him in heaven. You know, the last few years of his life, he had the Blessed Sacrament within his heart constantly. From one Mass to the next, the Blessed Sacrament remained with him, within him. So he was a living Corpus Christi about the last 8 years of his life. So let's pray that we'll be able to experience the power of the intercession of the saints and to imitate the lives of the saints. Amen.